Welcome to In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault, and I'm very pleased to welcome today Bob McGarrity, who is the board chair for CareBridge. Bob, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. Nice to be here.
And I promise we didn't plan this. Rob Eaves, who is the CEO of CareBridge. Rob, welcome.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be here.
Rob, Bob, and Bob today on In Focus, and we are going to be talking about what I think is just an incredible new program. We're going to be talking about its importance that is coming up in April. And this is the monthly coffee break series that is coming up for seniors. And let's get right into it here. Bob, maybe we can start with you and talk about this program. First off, you know, give us the basics. What is it?
It's just an opportunity for seniors to get together, to come out to have this coffee break and listen to some speakers, learn more about some of the community activities that are going on in the area. So with each coffee break, we're going to be highlighting a number of social organizations to help seniors connect within the community. That'll be the start of every coffee break session, and then we'll be bringing in guest speakers each month to talk on various topics of interest for seniors.
We've been talking about over the course of the pandemic how important socialization is and isolation, how difficult it can be on people. For most of us, it is something that was sort of forced upon us and therefore something new over the past couple of years. But Rob, you were nodding your head a little bit there. For seniors, this is something that is nothing new. Often isolation and lack of social activity is a big problem for them, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even before the pandemic, as you said, Bob, the social isolation was identified as the major social determinant of health and seen by public health as a potential cause for individuals, poor health conditions as outcomes, also potentially passing away or much earlier than they might under other circumstances. So it's definitely something that's been a serious concern for a long time, but in the pandemic, even more so.
It's really interesting, Bob, that you want to bring people together, first off, for this as a social opportunity for them and a chance to get together with others, but mixing in guest speakers and other aspects of it too, really makes it for quite the interesting session, doesn't it?
That's the hope. Hopefully the people that come out or, that come to it will get some value from it. And it is that opportunity again to start slowly coming back out into the real world. We are doing these sessions though on a hybrid basis. So we're going to be streaming them as well because we realize not everyone is going to be comfortable yet going out into the public. So we're going to limit capacity at the event to about 35 tops. And that way we can still socially distance, but still have a live audience. And then we'll be streaming the sessions as well for those that either can't get there in person, but want to hear the speakers of the day.
We should also mention for people that this is taking place April 6th. At a Stan Mills Center located at 375 Country Street in Almont. So that's where that hybrid model really comes into play, because obviously you serve everybody in Lanark, and people who would like to get involved, even some beyond, would be able to do so via Zoom, right?
Exactly.
And it's really interesting because over the course of the pandemic, I've done so many different interviews over Zoom, like we're doing right now. And even, I work at home and I've been at home for many, many months, and having these conversations with people where you can actually see them and sort of play off what their body language is as well is such a big part. It's a little bit better than the phone. It's sort of the next best thing to being there in person, isn't it, Rob?
Oh, yeah. And we've had that same feedback. I have to say that the initial stages of the pandemic, many were unprepared to be able to engage in this way. So we have done work to make sure that a lot of the people we reach out to have access to the technology to help them connect like this. So more and more as the years have gone on, years that has been at this point, people are much more comfortable with this as a way of interacting, and that's definitely become a good substitute for face-to-face interaction.
Now, let's talk about that interaction a bit more, Bob. What types of speakers are you expecting to have in here? Talk a little bit about, you know, the content of these sessions that are taking place. They'll be starting at 10:30 in the morning.
That's right. So I am the first speaker of the event. In my professional life, I'm a financial planner, a certified executor advisor as well. And we'll be talking about probate, basically what it is, what the process is, some of the costs involved, and are there ways to minimize it. Then in May, we're going to be having our speakers come in from OPP and Crime Stoppers to talk about any of the issues that right now that the OPP is seeing that impact seniors, whether it be internet fraud, just general safety tips. That would be the content. In June, we have a couple of speakers lined up. There'll be someone from the LGBTQ Association, and then there'll be a speaker on trying to find the right retirement residence, because that is a big decision for a lot of people, and we want to give them some tips on what questions to be asking for, what to be looking for within a residence to make sure it's a good fit for them. And then we'll take the summer off and regroup and have a bunch more planned for the fall.
I guess that's part of the beauty of living where we do, Rob, that there's just a wealth of individuals out there who you can draw upon to come in and to speak, especially because there are so many seniors who live in Lanark County who choose to make this their home. So we really have just such an incredible pool of talent to draw from.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I've been working in Lanark County now for about 5 years. I've been very impressed by the fact that there is such a wealth and depth of experience in the region to draw from, and as well as a growing population who've already been here for many years, but also are coming into the area as older adults. So we have a huge group of people who will, I think, find this a very helpful series, and again, a good way of engaging.
Before we move on to other things that are happening at CareBridge, I just want to go over this one more time. Anybody who would like to be involved in this, of course, it's taking place April 6th, not too far away, at 10:30 at Stan Mills Center, located at 375 Country Street in Elmont. Now, you can pre-register for this if you want to take place, if you want to either be there, I guess, reserve a spot, or if you want to join via Zoom. How do you go about doing that? I'm going to put this one to Bob.
Okay, you'd contact Jay Young. I'm prepared for this one.
There we go.
Jay Young at CareBridge. And the phone number is 613-256-1031. And Jay is at extension 214. Online, you can also register to Jay Young. So it's the letter J, Y-O-U-N-G, at carebridge.ca. And yes, we are pre-registering for people that want to attend the session live, because we are going to cap it at 35. And then we'll be, or anyone that wants to do via Zoom, Jay will send the meeting invite to them.
Well, I mean, it sounds wonderful, and we are going to ensure that we put that pre-registration information on our website, Lanark Leads Today, when we post this interview, which will be coming up in a little while. So anyone who missed that, just please head on over to Lanark Leads Today, and you will get, you'll be able to find that. Now, before we move on to the upcoming events and so on that are coming in, I always like to ask people this, and I am going to put you on the spot a little bit here, but I think you'll like it. Bob, what was it that drew you to CareBridge?
Well, that was easy. I've been a volunteer most of my life through various organizations, and I was on a board previous to CareBridge. And actually, through that board, I met Mills at the time, because we did a joint board meeting together. And through that meeting, I learned more about the organization, what it is that the impact that they have in the community. And that's the sort of thing that draws me in. And when you look at what we do, the social programmings, the social housing, the work with the seniors, and for those developmental services, the impact that this organization has is huge. And then you couple it with the great staff the great philosophy within the organization. I'm really proud to be associated with this organization. So
how long has it been now?
Oh gosh.
you know, when someone has to pause and look up in the air and sort of put their head back and forth, it's been a while.
Well, no, it's the smart aleck in me wanting to say it feels a lot longer than it's actually been. Very involved. And it's about 6 years now that about I'm coming, serving on the board.
Good for you. And Rob, what about you? What drew you to CareBridge?
It's not dissimilar to Bob, but I came about it in a different way. Obviously, I applied for a job, but as going through the process of actually looking into the organization was what cemented it for me. The history of the organization, how it came into being, and it's still there in the organization, and it's still, I'd say, kind of burns bright at the fact that this is a community agency that has seen itself as more than just a service provider, but actually part of the community and response to the needs of the community, and has shifted to respond to those over time. So including the fact that it started around affordable housing, but has shifted into developmental services as well for individuals with developmental disabilities, as well as into supporting seniors as well to remain independent in the community. So it was attractive on that level. I think what I saw and what really attracted me is that there was this gold mine of experience that could be harnessed a little bit better and move forward in a more focused way. And that's the exciting opportunity that I signed up for, and we're still doing it.
Awesome. Al, I know it's been an incredible resource for the community, and certainly we've seen incredible action over the course of the pandemic, CareBridge taking the lead on several projects like the grocery delivery, things like that. Like, it's really just, and that's only part of it. Even down to the boot grippers, you know, things like that being provided just to help make life a little bit easier for people in our community. Amazing. Hats off to both of you. When we take a look at what is going to be taking place in the future, because of course there is a lot more going on than these great coffee break sessions that are going to be taking place once a month. Rob, what do you see a little bit down the road there?
So excitingly, as things continue on the path there right now, we will be returning to some level of, I don't want to use the word normalcy, in terms of our wellness programming, because that has been a huge missing component for us in terms of getting people out again. And so we do have that starting now, and we're easing into it. So there's a return to outdoor programming, walking groups, beginner bike rides and hikes, as well as we're getting our trio bikes out again. That's the bikes that are powered bikes that allow us to take people out on the trails if they're not exactly able enough to make it out on their own. So we're pretty excited about getting our wellness program up and running again. And Jay Young is actually the contact that Bob had given out, is the one who's spearheading that. So if people do have questions, they can also use the same email to inquire about wellness programming. We also will have more information getting posted to our website and getting sent out. So if people are interested in getting more information sent to them directly, they can get in touch. We also are right now involved in part of the community's response to the the war in Ukraine. So just to be clear though, CareBridge itself doesn't really provide services for instance, refugees or people fleeing war, but we do have the ability to help be a central point to help raise some funds to help that help in the relief efforts of others. So we're working like we usually do with partners from across Lanark County to help figure out where these resources would be best deployed. So in Carlton Place, we're working with a group currently in Mississippi Mills, we're working with a group. We're also looking in Perth and Smiths Falls area as well for groups in that area that we can help support through the financial resources that are coming into us. And that's a huge sort of surprise effort that's going on right now, but that's part of what I love about this organization, is that we can see this need and help step in and do what we can to help support those who are actually in a position to provide relief to the individuals who will need it.
Yeah, you're providing infrastructure that, you know, this startup group all of a sudden didn't have, but here's a well-established organization that is doing a lot more than lending a helping hand. And we're actually going to be talking about that effort on Thursday. So we're looking forward to that. And we featured it last week as well. So yeah, it is such a broad effort and man alive, the people of Lanark County have really responded. Really, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to speak with you today. Bob, was there anything else that you wanted to leave our listeners with before we let you go?
I guess I would just tie in. You asked me why I joined the board, and then you mentioned the grocery delivery program that we started. And truly, that is, to me, the indicator of what a great organization it is. That was an idea that came from a volunteer, and it took about a 20-minute discussion with Rob Eves and Jeff Mills, and the program was up and running. And, it, you know, the success that it's been. That was it. They were willing to listen to a volunteer, took the idea and ran with it and made it the success that it is. So
amazing. It
tells me, you know, like I said, I'm just so proud to be associated with the organization.
That's awesome. Well, we're very proud to have you folks in our community. That's for sure. And certainly we're always pleased to have you folks on Lake 88. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And I know that we will have many more conversations as the, as the months and years go on. Here as well. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here today. And also thank you for what you do for the community. It's very much appreciated.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Lake 88, and you as well for having us on.
Thanks for the support, Bob.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Bob McGarrity, who is the board chair, and Rob Eves, who have been telling us about the benefits of the incredible programs that they offer through CareBridge. Now, tomorrow, it is our weekly check-in with the health unit. We'll have a special guest in talking about one of their ongoing programs, and we will also have our popular Ask Dr. Stewart segment coming in with Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Paula Stewart, who will be joining us for that segment. If you have a question for her about the pandemic, just email it to info@lake88.ca before 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, and we'll get it to her and get it answered on the air. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.